On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Joined now by Redskins defensive lineman Chris Baker. Chris, thank you very much for joining us. I'm wondering what your reaction was when you heard the news today of Joe Barry being gone from the Skins.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's always, you know, kind of tough to hear that your defensive coordinator got fired, but at the end of the day, this is a business, and it's all about results. And, you know, if you're last in a lot of statistical categories, and something has to change. And Coach Gruden decided to make a change on defensive coordinator, but this is the part of the business.
What about the other names, Rob Akey and Perry Fuel? I mean, you know Akey well.
Well, yeah, you know, Joe Barry brought those guys in, and things didn't work out well at those positions. So, you know, coach had to make a tough decision and move on and try to find some better coaches at those positions. And hopefully in return, you know, we'll be a lot better defense next year. But it's always, you know, a tough decision to make those choices as the head coach, whether it's hiring or firing. But, yeah, it's always a tough thing to see those guys leave.
So let me ask you this, because – you know, the cameras early in the season caught you and Joe B having a disagreement on the sideline. But then I also saw you guys at practice every day. And especially, I mean, I feel like you and Joe B would always mess with one another. When you were running out to smack the football away, he would always mess with you. And then whenever we were interviewing Barry, you guys loved kind of yelling in the background. What was your relationship with Joe?
I had a great relationship with Joe Barry. You know, our wives like each other. And our families are always around each other, you know, but football is a competitive sport. And me and him, I got into it in the Giants game. I think it was week three over I think it was a nickel, and I wanted us to be in base on the two-yard line. And the Giants scored an easy touchdown. So, you know, we got at it a little bit inside of that game. But me and Joe Barry have a great relationship, of course. You know, at any time during a season, during the game, things could go wrong and, you know, tempers flare a little bit. But you talk about it, you apologize, you move on and continue to try to be the best that you can be.
So let me ask you this. Joe B, in my interactions with him, was a true gentleman, just a great dude. I always enjoyed talking with him when we were talking football and just kind of talking life. But on the field, you mentioned the goal line situation in New York week three. It seemed like there were times where the scheme didn't match the personnel. Did you guys ever feel that way?
I'm not sure, because you never know whether it was the play calling or whether it was just us not having enough talent on the defensive side. But I know every down, guys came to work. Every time I practiced, guys came to work and tried to do things the right way. But it was too many times during the season, there was some type of miscommunication and players weren't where they're supposed to be, and we gave up big plays because of that. So as a defensive whole, if everyone's not on the same page, then, you know, it always reflects back on the defensive coordinator. But ultimately, it reflects back on the players, because we are actually the guys who are out there performing and have to, you know, get the defense right and make the plays to get us off the field. But inside, you know, there's, you know, a discrepancy there with the players not playing the way they're supposed to play. You know, the coaches get fired or the players get cut.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned it there, kind of the lack of talent at times. And you guys were awfully thin at the D-line and you know, a number of cornerbacks trying to convert to secondaries in the back of the defense. Are you guys cognizant of that, that the defense needs a lot more resources put towards it?
I think we are very aware that we could probably use, you know, a couple more big-time playmakers and just have some people who can make some big-time plays, you know, all around the defense. I think the guys who played last year played their butts off and played the best that they could play. But, you know, you have to continue to find a way to get better, whether it's defensive play calling or just having better personnel. But I wouldn't talk bad about anyone on our defense because everyone came to play and did their jobs to the best of their ability. But things just didn't work out the way we wanted them to work out this year.
What are your thoughts on Greg Minuski?
I think he's a great coach. He did a really good job with the outside linebackers. All those guys performed well this year. Trent Murphy really came on very strong this year. And Ryan was, you know, his typical self. And Preston had a little bit of a down year compared to his rookie year, but he still played well against the run and caused a lot of disruption during the games. And Coach Minuski always had those guys prepared. He's a very funny guy. You know, he always kept the meeting room laughing. And being that he was a former player, he kind of understood what we go through on a day-to-day basis. And I really like him.
Do you think he's the kind of guy that could become or at least be a candidate for the defensive coordinator job?
Well, I know he has the experience. He was the defensive coordinator up in Indianapolis. And I'm pretty sure he'll interview for the job, and that's up to Jay to make that decision. But he'll be a great coach. I know a lot of the guys on defense like him. And, you know, he always keeps things fun, but when it's time for business, he's always getting his guys ready to go to work.
And then some of the other names that are going to get thrown about, and I don't know how much of this you can concern yourself with, but, you know, Gus Bradley or Wade Phillips or Paul Gunther in Cincinnati, do any of those guys ring a bell for you? Do you have interactions with any of those guys?
Well, I don't have too many interactions with those guys. I don't really know them. My first few years, I was with Mike Nolan. Then I've heard the Rex Ryan name and Wade Phillips. You know, his son is obviously on our coaching staff.
Yep.
Been the coach of, you know, arguably one of the best defenses in the NFL with the Denver Broncos. So coach has a lot of, you know, hard decisions to make on who he wants to bring towards the organization to help make us better.
Well, speaking of hard decisions, I mean, you're looking at free agency. Is there a guy that makes your decision to come back to the Skins better or worse? Does Joe Barry leaving make you want to come back more or less?
No, not in particular. You know, obviously I want to get a clear understanding of where the organization is heading and what type of guys they plan on bringing in to help this defense become better. But at the end of the day, it's a business. I have to do what's best for me and my family and weigh my options when that time presents itself.
Maybe now you start the Twitter campaign to bring Pot Roast in as the defensive coordinator.
That would be nice.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for joining us. I know you've got your little girl there, and I want to let you enjoy the evening.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota.
Let's ride together.